coming! Starboard side!
The Javelin was coming. Billy Bauer stood within calling distance.
Billy! Come here! Get the girl below!
Billy hurried over, and though Marielle recoiled in abject fear, he took her hand.
Come on, I won't bite you!
Michael strode to the starboard side. And there, through the glistening mist, just barely visible, was the deadly silhouette of Manson Koenig's Javelin. The next shell hit Sophia amidships, just above the waterline. Another shell cut a gash across the forward mast, and then both of Javelin's guns began firing in rapid succession, and in a matter of seconds, the shrieking projectiles slammed one after another into Sophia's hull, her deck, and her superstructure. The freighter heeled to port. Michael lost his footing and was thrown back against a capstan. Sophia pitched back and forth under the barrage, and when Michael looked toward the wheelhouse, he saw holes being torn in the superstructure as if it were made of flimsy cardboard. More portholes exploded. He got up off his knees and ran across the deck, which shivered like the spine of a kicked dog. He reached the staircase and climbed up, and as he climbed, he saw the red flames spouting from Javelin's guns and Sophia being torn apart below him. On the bridge, the Russian radio man was fighting for control of the wheel. The Swede lay with a blood mask for a face and his throat sliced open. Medina had collapsed in his own pool of gore next to the engine order telegraph.
Yeah, I've got it!
Michael felt the rudder bite hold and the freighter begin to turn. He put his back into the wheel. Water spouts shot up on either side of Sophia, and then through the rain that flew into his eyes, Michael saw ahead of him the white mass that hid the sea. A fog bank, he realized. He glanced at the engine telegraph. The pointer was set to all ahead flank, the fastest possible speed order. Medina must have rung it before the wheelhouse was hit. The bow was headed right into the fog.
Go, you bitch!
Someone shoved him aside. Gustave Beauchesne, blood streaming from a wound on his forehead, and his shirt and yellow rain slicker streaked with it, took charge of the wheel. Shells crashed into Sophia's stern.
Get to the stern! Find whoever you can and start throwing the ropes and nets in our wake! Go, now!
The Russian ran out and down the stairway. Michael realized Beauchesne was desperately hoping something might foul Javelin's props because the warship was going to be right behind them. Trembling, Sophia entered the fog. It closed around the freighter like a huge cloud. In a matter of seconds, tendrils of fog drifted across the deck and visibility was cut to maybe 20 meters.
Ali! Ali!
In another moment, he turned the wheel a few degrees to port, then again to starboard. White fog swirled into the wheelhouse, the breath of ghosts. Beauchesne turned the wheel to port once more.
Hold her steady!
Beauchesne rang up a change on the telegraph. All stop. Sophia drifted.
I'm going to go find out the damage, if we're sinking or not. I'm going to go find out how many men have just died. And your people may be dead too, and maybe the best for them. We can't take another beating like that. Do you understand?
I understand.
She's been hurt!
Then the Sophia's master, suddenly a very small and weary man, turned away and stumbled down the stairs where his bloody handprints stained the rail. 12 men wounded, 4 severely. 5 men dead, including the doctor, when the infirmary was hit by 2 shells, one nearly after the other. The pumps were working at full capacity to fight the gushing leak near the stern until a patch could be welded in. Some electrical damage forward. Many new hull, deck, and superstructure scars, though nothing critical. Damage to one of the engines due to running at flank speed, but thankfully the engineers vowed to repair it within 6 hours. Darkness fell. The fog remained. All of Sophia's lights were cut except for a few bulbs below decks. Shadows began to claim the ship.
Not very fucking good. We're alive and afloat. But when this fog clears, we're dead. Plain and simple. We've got 3 lifeboats left. I'm telling you that anyone who wants to strike out on their own can go. You can take some food and water. If you're going, dress warm and get out now. Maybe you'll be picked up by another freighter and you'll leave to tell the tale. All right then. God be with you.
The 3 lifeboats stayed where they were. The night moved on.